So specialization helps greatly. You still have to have custom design and custom code base and custom work on your Google account. You're looking to get as many keywords up in organic ranking and map placement. You've got to get reviews. We help you with all this stuff, of course, but that's for another time. I wanted to stop and talk about specializing to win, specializing to show up. And the reality is of this is even if you're not the specialist today, and you go out and go forth and specialize, and you stay in business and work, you will become the specialist rather quickly. Okay, guys, it's Nolan Walker here with Roofing SEO Webmasters. Have an interesting one today. And if I was going to do this myself, I think this is what I would do. So title of this one is Starting a New Roofing Company, ? You need to specialize. And so remember, we're a web marketing company for roofers. Roofing SEO Webmasters helps people get found. And so this is going to come from a marketing perspective. In my opinion, there is no other first primary perspective. If you don't get leads, it doesn't work well. You don't have a plan for your marketing. You're not going to have a business. So this is paramount, in my opinion, and primary. So let's talk about it. If you're a specialist, in the eyes of a search engine, you have something called topical authority or topical relevance. So let's say that the search engine wants to show you in ranking, or let me rephrase it. Let's say that somebody types something in. They type something in into the search engine, and then the search engine has to decide who's best to show. So they do that by many different things. It's not one thing. It is not to say that if you do this, you're successful no matter what. That would be ridiculous. Their algorithm nowadays is very complicated. They're going to judge you based upon things like time and tenure. That's not as important these days. So you can get up and going much more quickly than you used to, but it's still considered. Reviews, links, content, code base, branded chatter, all kinds of things will be considered as to how well you show up. So you've got to have a lot of things going anyway. You need help from really good marketing like us here at Roofing SEO Webmasters, but some things will help you. So topical authority is a pretty big one. So what do we mean by that? I mean that we're talking about specializing in tile roofing. So I signed up a guy the other day that was like 80-90% tile roofing. He was obviously in Florida. And so, not obviously, but I mean, actually, I've seen people specialize in tile roofing in a major metropolitan area like Dallas, Texas, and do really, really well because so few people specialize in it. Are there as many roofs going on for tile, concrete tile in Dallas as Florida? No, not nearly. Not even close. However, there's plenty of tile roofs to go on and they're really expensive. People make good money with it. So what we did with that guy is focused his site mainly on tile, his homepage. We did extra pages of tile roof repair, tile roof replacement, concrete tiles. I can't remember all the tile pages we had, but we had a lot of tile pages, right? It's around here somewhere. Hang on, I'll tell you. Tile roof restoration. We even had, you know, like some sort of elastomeric coatings and a couple other things. Anyway, it was very tile centric. So what does that mean? It means that Google's going to look at that guy now and say, he's pretty good at tile roofing. That's pretty relevant to tile roofing. It's got topical relevance and topical authority. Now, what would be even better than that if you're just starting out? And one of the reasons I said, if you're starting out, because after a roofer's already established, they're not going to change the name of their company. They're not going to take down services. And I want to talk about that in a minute too. Do you take down services? I'll answer it in a minute. So tile roofing, you know, the company name, if it was in Orlando, might be, you know, something tile roofing. So something that had the word tile roofing in it. So you fully committed. You didn't half step this situation. You were fully committed to tile roofing, right? So that's a pretty big deal. If it was just Bob's Roofing Company, did you have the word tile in the name? No, you did not. Was that as good as somebody that had, you know, Expert Tile Roofing or Tile Roofing Brothers? No, it is not, because the topical relevance is not as high, okay? So you could do this for foam roofing. I like tile roofing because it's a heavy ticket item. I like foam roofing because it's one of the only things that you manufacture on the spot. I've said this before. Some people make this argument. Foam roofing is the only thing manufactured on spot. Not really. Some metal guys fabricate on the spot. Some roof coating guys with a full fabric underlayment make a single ply on the spot. A better single ply with a proper roof system, right? So, not as many seams mean, you know. So anyway, if I was going to go into foam roofing, it would be, you know, Bob's Foam Roofing or Foam Roofing Giants or Foam Roofing Guys. Not necessarily Foam Roofing Dallas or Dallas Foam Roofing. Why, Nolan? Because that's keyword stuffing. That's bogus. Will it show up in ranking? Will it show up on mapping? It might. Is it what Google wanted? No, they don't want you shoving stuff in here. Will Google pull you down for this? Yeah, eventually, probably, right? Eventually, Google probably says, that's bogus. That's not really a company name. You were just trying to get keyword relevant stuff in there. Tile Roofing, Dallas Tile Roofing Contractor. That's not a name of a company. That's a keyword you're hoping to show up for. That is not what we're talking about here, okay? You could still have the word foam roofing in it and have it be a very branded, legitimate looking sounding name that you're proud of that becomes a brand, right? And it's topically relevant at the same time. Good stuff, right? Okay, so metal roofing. I like metal roofing too. It's a trade skill, just like foam roofing. Foam roofing, by the way, there's less of them. You have to have like an $80,000 rig or go buy one. They're very temperamental if they're not tended to properly. You've got some risk there. And most guys don't go buy the rig. Therefore, they don't. I'm not suggesting you go out and buy a foam roofing rig or anything like that, any of this stuff. This is something that I am saying that I know works well. There's no guarantees with this stuff. A lot of foam roofing guys, by the way, I've done this for 10 years now, are horrible at marketing, and they end up being subcontractors to other roofers that sell foam roofing. Now, nothing wrong with doing that, but it's a shame that they couldn't get their own marketing going. If you're going well enough, you just do your own jobs. If you're hurting and you don't sell enough, you go peddle work for somebody else and you do their foam roofing, some guy that could do the sale. But anyway, foam roofing is not bad. Tile roofing, same way. There's just not a lot of competition in this market. So not only are you down like, I mean, how many foam roofer only are there compared to a roofer? 1 in 200? 1 in 300? Almost none, if you count all the roofers that there are. So you not only get topical relevance and authority, but you get into this real small crowd. Same thing for tile roofing in the South here. In Florida, there's a lot of them. But the issue that you'll find with these guys, and we're talking about topical relevance, topical authority, and specialization as it pertains to marketing and you getting leads, is that they'll do all of it. Nolan, I do it all. And I told you I'm going to talk about it in a minute, and I will. Well, that's not topically relevant. Let me give you an example of this. A roofer is not just a roofer in the eyes of Google when they spider the site. Somebody's better at something else than the other. They have to have lots of other things going, but I'll give you an example that'll make you understand it a little bit better. A general contractor typically doesn't optimize for anything. I challenge you to go into any major market. A general contractor, let's say, could do roofing, plumbing, HVAC, windows, siding, concrete. And that roofer, I mean, that general contractor can have content, can have reviews and probably won't show up for any of those items. Why? Because they're not topically relevant. They're a generalist, general contractor. Now, they might show up for the word general contractor, but not a lot of people type that in. And that guy was wanting to go for everything, but from a marketing perspective, at least organically, got almost nothing. So you're not losing, in my opinion, especially as a new roofer. So you're going onto the scene. Let's pick where we are at a Dallas Four. So you're going to the scene in Dallas against thousands of roofers. You think you're going to show up and just hit it with organic? Google's already got 3,000 roofers over there. So what are you going to do different? So you're still having, let me say this, got roofers all over the place. Majority of my guys do not specialize and do well in ranking, but you could do better if you specialize because it's topically relevant. Let's move on down to metal roofing. Well, let me go over one other thing in a minute. Same thing for the roofer. As a general contractor, you're a general roofer. Now, if the site gets up in ranking, and if you do everything properly, you can show up for the word roofer. And I have tons of clients that do this. Just trying to open your eyes to some things that you can do. If you're starting the roofing business, you're fighting an uphill battle to get to begin with. And in reality, the guy in Florida didn't want anything besides tile roofing anyway. So it was smart to focus down on tile. Had he not been in business yet, the name would have been tile, and the name tile would have been in it. Wasn't, but he'll still do better. Why? Because we leaned that direction to allow more topical relevance. Okay, so metal roofing, it's a craft. People can also spend tens of thousands or more on material. Some people will fabricate on location. Metal roofing can be great in some areas. In other areas, guys get frustrated because homeowners think they want a metal roof, but then don't want to pay for it. So there can be some frustration with it. For this reason, again, people say, oh, I do metal roofing. I know a guy, and I go bid them. But they don't actually specialize in it. So there's very few metal roofing specialization companies across the country. And oddly, even in Florida, there's very few tile roofing specialties. They're a roofer. And they do almost, you know, some of these guys will do almost no metal roofing or commercial roofing. They want the tile job, you know. And there's plenty of shingle roofs going on in Florida. This guy was just in an affluent area and almost everything was tile that he did. And he liked getting tile. Point is, there's parts of town where specialties make sense. And even in that part of town, they're not specializing because 20% of the time, they think they're going to get this other general work that they don't want to do away with, but they've hurt themselves on their marketing. Okay, so I'm going to go on to one other one, and this might make some of you feel better. You can even specialize in roof repair or roof replacement. You could be their roof repair experts or gurus or guys or brothers or patriots or whatever you want to be, as long as the word that went with it was highly brandable, and then that has topical relevance and authority to a more primary keyword term. That's pretty big stuff, by the way. Pretty good stuff. You start looking at something like that, and a roof repair may not be worth as much as a roof replacement. A lot more people type in roof repair, and you know as well as I do, a lot of roof repairs lead to full roof replacement, especially if you're in a storm area where mainly roofs get replaced through insurance, which most of you guys are. Not always, if you're in an area otherwise, but you could do the same thing with commercial, with some other stuff. Anyway, so specialization helps greatly. You still have to have custom design and custom code base and custom work on your Google account. You're looking to get as many keywords up in organic ranking and map placement. You've got to get reviews. We help you with all this stuff, of course, but that's for another time. I wanted to stop and talk about specializing to win, specializing to show up. And the reality is of this is even if you're not the specialist today and you go out and go forth and specialize and you stay in business and work, you will become the specialist rather quickly. You'll work on tile roofs all the time, or foam roofing, or metal roofing, or repairs. And it makes sense. You know, you think about the algorithm and the search engines, how they're looking at it and go, well, does this guy Nolan know? Does Nolan know how to do metal roofs, tile roofs? Well, he says he does. He's got a lot of reviews about them. In the reviews, they talk about it. He uses brand review to check in with all of them. There's photos of tile roofs all over the website and lots of content and collaboration about this. This guy must work on tile roofs all day long. He's a tile roofing authority. He's topically relevant to tile roofing. And we should show him higher in ranking because he's going to do a better job on their tile roof. And when they go to their website or go to their Google account, they're going to see more information about tile roofs, more photos on tile roofs, more reviews about tile roofs, and more content about tile roofs. They've got it covered when it comes to tile roofs. So this is pretty, this is very good information. Very, very good information. If it were me and I was going to start a roofing business, this is what I would do. I hope you enjoyed it. Guys, we'd love to be your marketer for roofing. Give us a call, and I'll hope to see you in the future. Bye-bye.